Hey y'all, welcome to Sisters in a Glimpse. We're two friends turned sisters, sharing glimpses of our walk with Jesus to encourage other believers in the Christian faith. Expect real conversations laced with honesty, laughter, conviction, and all kinds of truth found in God's Word. Our hope is that you will relate to the topics we discuss and will be encouraged to keep growing and keep pursuing God's will for your life. So now, let's jump right into the next episode of Sisters and a Glimpse. Hello, everybody.
Hey, guys.
This is Abby.
And this is Megan.
And welcome to Sisters in a Glimpse.
Yes, we are not doing our series anymore.
We are not.
What episode is this? You don't know?
Megan, why?
I caught you off guard.
Do we all always do this? Okay, I'm pretty sure. Okay, I'm going to say it, and we just came back. I'm 98.6% sure that we are on episode 7. Can you double check me on your phone?
So, how sure are you?
I'm 98.6% sure.
98.
It's either episode 7 or episode 8.
Episode?
I think it's 7.
So, how do I even get to... Sorry, guys. Okay, here we are. Here we are. Okay. So, this is episode 7.
Yay! I was right.
Of season 2.
Yeah, welcome to episode 7.
Aww.
I really need to just look every single time because I do like saying that.
I know.
I don't know if, you know, you as our friends need to know that.
But we like it.
I like to say it, so.
We like to keep up with it,
yeah.
Okay, so how has your week been,
Abby? It has been great.
Abby just got back from Broken Bow yesterday with a group of friends.
Yes, I went kayaking for the very first time.
How did that go?
I'm here today. no, it was really good. There were a lot of us that had never been kayaking before. And so it was a brand new experience. But we all survived with just a couple of bumps and bruises and a few cuts along the way. A lot of fun stories. And I would say with confidence that I will go again. It was not one of those things where it's like, oh my goodness,
I'll never do this again.
Never doing this again. So it was a good trip.
Must be good.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So today we are, again, we're not in our series of Fruit of the Spirit anymore. So we were talking and we thought, you know, what had been on both of our minds was to talk about the place of technology in the Christian life.
Yeah.
So we kind of just wanted to cover like the good, the bad, and the ugly of technology.
Yeah.
And I was telling Abby before we started that when I think of technology, I automatically think of computers.
Right. Or like cell phones.
Social media. That's what I think of.
Yeah.
And really, technology is a much broader spectrum and covers a lot of things. But specifically, we're talking about really social media, computers, phones,
TVs,
all
just
of
any kind of media.
Yeah, the media outlet really is what we're kind of touching on tonight, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So we want to start off really by the good part of technology.
Right, because there are good parts.
Yeah, and so sometimes we can get bogged down by thinking, oh, all the woes of technology and the bad things that it's brought into, can bring into our lives.
Right.
But it also can be good.
Yeah.
And it can be used for good.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of wanted to first talk about that. Mm-hmm. And so I was looking up this article and it was called The Blessings of Technology.
Oh, wow.
And so it touched on how many, you know, if we think about the, you know, since Christianity began, and thinking about Paul and all of his missions and going out and, and reaching people, right?
Yeah.
But over the years, like so many thousands of people because of the Holy Spirit have been reached. But since technology has happened, think about how many millions more worldwide have been reached,
right?
Just from certain people, even.
Yeah.
I was looking at Billy Graham. He started all of his crusades that he went on.
Right.
That they were broadcasted.
Oh,
right.
Wow. Yeah.
And because of that, how many more, and I don't remember the specific number, but how many millions of people around the world globally were reached by his ministry alone.
Yeah.
And so today when we think about all the different ministries worldwide, the Christian ministries, like what a blessing that is to be able to go to parts of the world that maybe you physically can't go. And what a blessing that is that God has provided a way to reach people in the corners of the world that maybe we can't get to.
Absolutely. And it also kind of makes me think of how from a social media aspect, we are able, I think about how much I've been able to learn from and just really be motivated by or spurred forward towards my walk with the Lord just by being able to follow people like Beth Moore or just my different... Priscilla Shire or Tony Evans or our pastor, Jeff Shreve, you know, different pastors that are, you know, Bible believing, truth speaking, Lisa Turkhurst, just so many that, and of course that's, it's a supplemental thing, obviously. But the Lord can use those things right at the right time, whenever they're making a post or whenever they're sharing about a book that they've written or they're sharing a sermon series that they've done. Whatever those things are, the Lord or the Holy Spirit can use those things in people's lives to either encourage them, encourage other believers, or if I share something, then maybe someone who is in need, desperate need of encouragement, or maybe they don't know the Lord, they're able to see those things, and maybe their curiosity can be piqued. And that's kind of a way to just sow a seed. It's a small seed, yes, but it's still a seed nonetheless. And so just as a supplemental aid, that is a purposeful way that technology can be used for the good of our walks in the faith.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with everything you've just said. And thinking of that, though, you know, when we think about how it has richly blessed the world as far as Christianity goes, it can also be have a bad effect, have an ill 100%,
effect 100%
on not just Christianity, but just the world in general. And on my way here, I was listening to a different podcast, and it said, remember that our minds are the battlefield. God is after our minds, but so is our enemy. And in the world that we live in today, how do you think that the enemy gets to our minds more often than not?
Oh my goodness,
It's because we are drowned in media and from all over, whether that be news, whether that be TV shows, whether that be the radio, whether that be... whether that be, you know, your phone, whatever it is, social media, there is a battle going on. And the battle is for our minds.
And what's unique about that is that unlike a lot of other sin temptations or sin struggles, we just bring ourselves there naturally. Like he doesn't even have to tempt us to go there because we're just like naturally there. Like we just naturally expose ourselves to it, right? Because there is, it's that balance of, okay, I do need to know what's going on in the world, so I am going to turn on my TV, or I quote unquote do want to stay in touch with my family members on social media, so
that's why
here
I
go.
Yeah.
That's why I keep it. And so we just like naturally bring ourselves there.
And that leads into this verse that we talked about before we started, in 1 Corinthians 6, where Paul is talking to the believers of Corinth, and he says, I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. And so that goes the same with social media. In of itself, is it sinful? No, it's not. Can it be a blessing? Yes, it can. But when we are mastered by it and it begins to manipulate the way we think, the way we interact with people, our attitudes, our actions, what we say, what comes out of us, then we have been mastered by it. And now it has turned into something sinful. So let's go into like... what you see, and and this, you know, is we have some verses we want to go over, but also
this is like personal experiences
and our own perspective of what do you see
right.
As, I guess you could say, the bad and the ugly part of
yeah.
technology?
Yeah. whenever we decided that this is what we wanted to talk about today, I immediately went to just wasting time. Mm-hmm. That's kind of where my mind took me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've talked about in other episodes, because we've kind of touched, not we haven't focused on it solely, but we've touched on it, of just like wasting time. Everyone knows that it's easy to waste time just mm-hmm. scrolling, mm-hmm. right? So like physical time, mm-hmm. Scrolling on Instagram or TikTok or whatever it is, and not adding anything to your
yeah.
mental space. Mm-hmm. It's just taking away. Mm-hmm. It's just time sucking, pretty mm-hmm. much.
Time sucking.
It's, yeah, and that's all it is. And you get mm-hmm. done, and you immediately, most of us, if we're willing to admit it, it's regret. Like, you just
yeah.
feel like you know that you did not just use your time
yeah.
wisely there. But I was also listening to another podcast by our favorite JP, Jonathan Kluta, the Becoming Something podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And they had an author that he is kind of, I don't think specializes is the right word, but he writes books.
Yeah.
Like, he is a whiz on...
He's read a lot
yes.
and done a lot of research on this topic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about it, and whenever I was listening to him, I also kind of saw it in a brand new perspective in regards to time, in that whenever we spend so much time on social media and we're looking at all of these people, some that we may know in person and have deep, intimate relationships with, others that we may have had at one point but not really anymore, and then just strangers,
mm-hmm.
right? If we become too dependent on social media
mm-hmm.
in regards to like how we're communicating with those people
yeah.
and interacting with those people, then there is a temptation almost, and I think a lot of people, and myself included, you're not aware of it either, but like, you're wasting your time to develop actual like relationships with people.
It's like you have I remember him talking about this, it's like you have a false sense of relationships, like you
right.
feel like
yeah.
you have relationships with people when
right.
in actuality, in reality, you don't.
And it's kind of
yeah.
people laugh about like, well, if I saw so-and-so at the store, we probably wouldn't even say hi to each other.
Yeah.
Well, that's why. Like, you may comment, oh, girl, you're so beautiful on social media, on
oh.
Facebook, but yet if I pass you in Target, and
wouldn't
am I actually going to... Yeah, I'm not going
to
say the same thing. Or I may or may not even wave
talk
at you,
to you
or talk to you,
yes.
right? And so, and that is a scary... I mean, that's a scary place to be. That's
mm.
a false sense of security,
mm.
Therefore making you insecure. Right? And so that is a scary place to be. And so whenever I was thinking of like verses, I just thought, golly, Lord, like make us aware. Don't let our minds become so attuned to this idea of surface level interaction, surface level communication on social media. Help us to number our days and know that we don't have forever here on earth.
Mm-mm.
And the time that we are given on earth, I want to make sure that I am doing everything in my power to build as many actual, real, authentic, genuine relationships
mm-hmm.
with people
mm-hmm.
in person
mm-hmm.
as I can. So it made me think of in Psalm 90, verse 12, it says, teach us to number each of our days so that we may grow in wisdom. So the more that we are thinking about the fact that we're not going to live forever here on earth, the more wise we're going to become, because
mm-hmm.
it makes us more intentional in how we're communicating with people,
mm-hmm.
In how we're sitting and actually listening to people,
mm-hmm.
And how honest we are with those people as well.
Mm. As you're sitting here talking, I kept thinking of, there's so many of us who, like the title influencer, like
yeah.
you want to be
mm-hmm.
an influencer and you want to reach as many people as you can, right? And it
right.
kind of goes hand in hand with the mission that as Christians we're called to go out into the world and to make disciples.
Right.
When really that's influencing others,
mm-hmm.
right, to follow Jesus and to walk with Jesus.
Right.
But we get it kind of twisted,
yeah.
you know, when we spend our time on social media and we have this false reality that we are this influencer because of the things we post on social media or right. who we follow
right.
And the things that we're trying to influence people to do on social media. But what is that though?
Yeah.
You know, like that's not actually us.
No.
We're not influencing by our actions,
right.
by our words. We're
right.
not communicating with people and right. loving people the way we're supposed to, because you can't love through a screen.
Mm-mm.
You know, you can post nice things.
Right.
You can say nice things. You can encourage people.
Right.
Yes, that is a good supplement. I think of COVID. I think of, oh, wow, what a blessing that technology was during COVID.
Absolutely.
When we couldn't get together.
Absolutely.
Right? Not like it, COVID's not still going on. It is.
Yeah.
But like when it first happened.
When there was a shutdown.
When there was the shutdown. But now we've kind of, we see that people have gotten settled into that false sense of this is life.
Right.
And this is how I can live my life is through a screen.
Right.
I was actually having this conversation with someone yesterday
uh-huh.
and they were like, well, you know, the people growing up now, they have a different language, I think is the word that he said.
That's
that
scary.
They can,
because
I was talking about this subject and how it was just kind of discouraging to me,
mm-hmm.
and I saw the effects in school being a teacher with
Absolutely.
The kids
yeah.
and how they can't interact and problem solve, and
mm-hmm.
They're like, yeah, but, you know, this is an age coming up, a generation coming up that has like their own language and they can do more things than we ever have. I'm like, yeah, but when we go back to our mission
mm-hmm.
of what we have been called to do and what why we are even here on earth, yes,
right.
we can use that for good things,
right.
but is that distracting us from our purpose?
Absolutely. And I mean, let's just make it real, real. Even this podcast mm-hmm. that we're doing right now.
Yeah.
If think about it this way. If we just had the podcast
mm-hmm.
and took away every actual relationship that we have,
mm-hmm.
like keep the podcast, take away every actual relationship we have with our brothers and sisters in Christ and our best friends and our
Ooh.
Community, does it even have
mean anything?
Meaning?
Mm-hmm.
No. Take away the podcast, keep the relationships, that's where
that's
it's at.
That's good, Abby.
Right?
That's good.
And so you want to, like, we want to make sure that we keep that mindset in regards to our Facebook pages, mm-hmm. our Instagrams, because, and I've heard this before too, with as much crazy that is in our world today, Facebook could disappear like that.
Yeah, it could.
And if my entire life is built on what I have, what the treasure
mm-hmm.
that I've stored up, quote unquote
mm-hmm.
treasure that I've stored up in my Facebook page, if that's taken away from me, then what is life,
mm-hmm.
right? And so if we are just solely putting our treasure into whatever our social media accounts are, I'm thinking more social media wise, just because that is how we, that's what we pour into, I guess.
But we can think about, I mean, the time we, our Netflix
or,
you know,
TV,
the news
whatever
outlets.
It is. If we're just constantly storing up our, who we are and our treasure into that, then guess what? I mean, that's all fleeting, right?
Mm-hmm.
It could be taken away like that. And it would not surprise, I mean, just there's, we don't know what could happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that if I build a relationship with you and a friendship with people, that's not going anywhere, because that's based
mm-hmm.
on, that has a foundation,
mm.
right? Whereas, what is the foundation of social media? Nobody knows. Therefore, there's no foundation. So we better not just put all of our eggs in one basket there. Because if we do, then it ain't going to stay with us forever.
I think about, too, like, you're talking about, you know, our brothers and our sisters in Christ, like, in practical terms, think about like when someone's sick or
mm-hmm.
someone's in need, you know, we can get on social media quick and say, I'm praying for you, I love you.
Right.
But what about when that person shows up to your door and gives you things that you need?
Because that's what used to happen.
Right. Right. And then what, because people have done that to me and I'm thinking, oh, wow,
mm-hmm.
like that is such a treasure, like that friendship. And yes, I appreciate people who pray for me and who post that and say, hey,
Absolutely.
Like, I love you and encourage
that's good.
You.
And there's
like,
a place
I love
for that.
That.
There's a place for that.
But it does not replace
mm-hmm.
actual in contact friends loving each other.
Communion and fellowship.
Being together, being
mm-hmm.
united. And speaking of unity, you know, right now, with everything going on, okay, Roe versus Wade was just overturned.
Yeah.
Right? And I have been so discouraged from social media. Mm-hmm. And I have been, and again, coming from a woman who I have strong beliefs, mm-hmm. but I've had an abortion.
Right.
Okay. And I have repented of that. Right. I have received forgiveness. And I walk in that. I've been set free from that.
Absolutely.
And I have no shame in that.
Absolutely.
Now, because the grace of God.
Amen.
Okay. And I have very strong beliefs now, too, mm-hmm. that is wrong. I know that it's wrong.
Right.
And I know, you know, I am rejoicing in the Supreme Court overturning that.
Absolutely.
But I've seen so many people that have just been bashing each side mm-hmm. Because it's so easy to hide behind a screen mm-hmm. and to, you know, say all these things that you want to on social media and be so unwilling to hear someone else out.
Yeah, just to listen.
Or to listen. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think technology has, like, taken away our ability to listen to others and to actually hear them. And that's mm-hmm. one thing when we like read the Gospels and we read how Jesus interacted, mm-hmm. he was someone who saw you.
Right.
Right?
He
I mean, we see in the Old Testament, he is the God who sees me, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. He hears me, he sees me.
Right.
And we have lost that art, for a lack of a better word, of being able to actually stop what we're thinking, right? Mm-hmm. To seek first and understand where somebody else is coming from before we try to implode our beliefs and our thoughts on someone else,
mm-hmm.
Because that's not loving.
Right.
There's a way to show grace, and I love the message our pastor did yesterday.
Oh, it's so good.
And maybe we can share it on our social media page. Of how to show grace and how
Absolutely.
To love, because there's so much. He abounds in truth, but he abounds in grace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's full in
both.
And we have forgotten on social media, whatever, the news that we
and
see.
And really just cancel culture in general.
Yes, it's one side or the other.
Yeah.
And you don't get that interaction and the unity of
the harmony
mm-hmm. of truth and grace and
mm-hmm.
love.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not interacting personally with someone.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I've read what book, or I've heard this before about how whenever it is so easy, and I've felt this in my own life too, you know, like whenever you don't see someone, like someone, let's say that someone has hurt you or they've said something that made you mad,
mm-hmm.
okay? And maybe you don't get to see that person very often. It's not someone that you get to see very often. So maybe it's a family member that you don't get to see, and they've done something that has just hurt
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
It is easy whenever we are not seeing that person physically or mm-hmm. interacting with that person physically to just create deeper roots of that anger and to get more and more bitter,
mm-hmm.
right? Whereas if I'm having to face you, or if I can just give you, if I make myself be in the same room with you,
mm-hmm.
or make myself hug you or hold your
mm-hmm.
hand or whatever it is, immediately that it pulls things into perspective that you are a person, and
mm-hmm.
that it just breaks down a wall,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so in talking about what you were saying, kind of social media,
mm-hmm.
there's the
you
biggest
can't have
wall.
Compassion there.
There's no
yeah.
compassion, because I can't look you in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
I can't reach out and put my hand on your shoulder.
You can't pick up on the body language
exactly.
and the nuances of someone's
and remind
facial
myself that you
yeah.
have a story.
Yeah,
you are a person.
Mm-hmm.
You are a story. You are God's child,
mm-hmm.
regardless of what you believe. Like, you have a story, and so whether I believe or actually agree with what you say or not, me being able to just sit in the same room with you and have that conversation,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be more willing to listen if we're in person. Whereas
mm-hmm.
social media,
mm-hmm.
you don't have that, because it's just a name on a screen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking you in the eye. And
That's
so
good.
I just think that it is that compassion piece.
Mm-hmm.
It's we just forget so often nowadays that, golly, like, and it's the same. We just go into this mode. And I've had to be really careful. I remember whenever I first became a teacher, I had to be really careful, being that I used to tell my parents, like, I'm not a mom, so I don't know if I can love, you know, these kids like as a mom would love them, because I don't know what that feels like. And to me, like, they were just like little adults. They were like my little employees. In my first couple years as a teacher, that was the hardest part. They would do something and it would make me so frustrated. And I was missing that compassion piece. And it's something that I've really had to grow in, and the Lord has done a work and he's allowed me to grow in, is seeing these kids is their little lives. Like, they're just little lives that he's created, and they've got a story, and that's
part
what
of their
they're
story.
And I get to be a part of their story, and so everyone who's on this earth, they have a story, and like the Lord created them with a purpose. And I may not agree with them, okay, because my beliefs are going to stand on God's word, and that, and that's not going to change.
No,
it's not going to change.
Unwavering.
It's unwavering. However, I'm also not going to discredit the fact that you were God's child, and what that looks like, it's hard. That's a hard, I mean, it is hard whenever someone is like totally opposite in what you believe. I mean, that's hard, and that's a podcast for a different time.
Yeah, that's
like
a whole nother
like
podcast.
Like, that's a whole nother podcast.
Yeah.
But the important, what we're trying to say is that social media, it has, there's a wall up. You can't be fully, it's hard to see people as fully human whenever you're just staring at a screen.
Yeah, I think what it all boils down to, what Abby said, is, you know, what we talked about is it can be a good thing.
Yeah.
And it's a supplemental thing, right? But we can't use that as to base our whole lives on, and to base all of our relationships on.
Right.
And we have to remember that the people that we see on media, we see on social media, whatever it is,
they're people.
That they're people. And that we can't use that outlet as our way of seeing them.
Right? Yeah.
And we can't be, just like the verse said that Paul talked about, we can't be mastered by it.
Right.
And what Abby touched on is our time to, that, you know, the scripture says to number our days, to make us aware that we're only here for a certain amount of time. And if we use all of our time on social media, then we have been mastered by it, and we are not numbering our days, because we have been called for a purpose.
Yep.
And that purpose is not to be looking at a screen.
Absolutely.
You know, so there is a time and a place for technology in the Christian life, but we have to be careful as Christians how we use technology and what, you know, how much we use technology to base our life on and to base our friendships and our relationships on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So we've covered a lot there.
Yeah,
we could probably make that like a two-part.
Yeah, probably so.
I know. Because there's even more we could talk about.
Yeah,
okay, so
yeah.
it's my week, right?
It's your week for
favorite. So was last week the one you shared about? Who did you share about?
Oswald Chambers.
Yes, okay. Yeah. So that got me thinking of this book that I read. And it's from A.W. Tozier.
Oh,
And this is probably, apart from Corey Ten Boom's Tramp for the Lord, this is probably my all-time favorite book. And it's A.W. Tozier's God's Pursuit of Man, okay? If you have not read that, this will change.
Oh, wow.
It will, like, rock your world.
Yeah.
But it's one of those two, and the way he talks, I would have to read, like, each page, like, two or three times.
Yeah.
You know?
Slow read.
A very slow read.
It's worth it.
But it's not a very, it's not a long read, because it's a short book.
Right.
But you have to read it slowly, and you have to ponder on what he's saying.
Yeah.
And I remember after every chapter, I would sit there like, whoa. And it was just like, you know,
mind blown.
Yeah. But I really encourage you to get that book.
That's a good one.
It is a very good one.
Okay. I can't wait.
Okay, guys.
Good deal.
Well, that's all we have for tonight.
Yes, it is. We hope y'all have a wonderful week.
Yes.
And we'll be back
next week.
Next week.
With episode 8.
Yes. There we go. I won't forget.
All right.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.